the starting point for me is that the proprium is profane. You can't get away from that, that the proprium, given its head, will rush headlong into the deepest hell. So you don't get a deeper hell than the deepest hell, and all of our propriums are running there. So relax, right? Something else has to be going on here. So in this story, like, I was really interested, you spoke about moving on, you know, the journeying on. What's interesting is that when the name Israel is used, it's a progression toward internal things. When the name Jacob is used, it's kind of static. What happens in this story is that there is a movement towards more interior things. And then Reuben is seen to go up into the his father's bed and have relations with Bilhah. So we think in terms of time and events. If you remove your thinking from that, what you're actually looking at is a reality that is existent for everybody. Everything in the text already is. And so, but it gets revealed progressively because truths get instilled progressively. So the movement of Israel is a movement in accordance with more interior truths coming alive in us. And when those more interior truths come alive in us, we get to see what Reuben, as faith separated from charity, actually is. And that's what's going on here. So in logopraxis, the word doesn't describe what might or might not be. It describes exactly what is and what has to happen if we're going to move from, you know, Genesis, from the garden, through to Revelation. Everything in between has to unfold exactly as it's described there, because it describes the processes of regeneration and what has to be sloughed off. I mean, this is what's going on. You know, the recognition of what faith alone is, or beliefs that have nothing of charity connected with them. You know, we all carry a set of those, whether we're more or less conscious of it. It's just a fact. It's there. And, you know, a lot of it's tied into our historical faith. And that's at, you know, a very natural level. And it's very much tied to the moral and civil life. Where the moral and civil life dominates religion, you get self-righteousness. You get all those aspects of what you see in the Pharisees get displayed. They're either just below the surface, or, you know, they get more overtly expressed in terms of the judgments we make and that sort of thing. So that's really what I see this whole story is about. It's about the seeing is not the problem. The seeing is actually a good thing. It's good, you know, like this is mercy at work. To, you know, to see that there is Reuben in you is means that you are not it. The things you are able to see, like, so if we, you know, we look and we say, oh, you know, I'm not living up to my beliefs. The fact that you're able to see that means that actually you probably are. You know, like you're working. The fact that you can stand off and see it is the thing. But once you identify with it, and claim that as yourself, then you enter into what we call the merit-guilt cycle. You just, it's success and failure, kind of this sort of cycle of success and failure in spiritual things that we see at that natural level. So here's the thing. If you're going to be doing work with the word, then be prepared to see stuff that you probably, that probably doesn't fit in with your self-image. Or reinforces a low self-image. You know, like you're going to have to move through that, because the only way that can have a hold on you, these things that are arising, and is if you're owning them. You know, and one of the fundamental teachings that the new church offers is that, you know, we are not the things that flow in unless we own them. We're given a capacity to draw a separation and to observe these things. And it's important that we do observe them and we call them out for exactly what they are. And don't function on the basis, you know, out of some sort of denial that, you know, oh, no, no, I can't be that. I can't be that. That's just because I would be this or whatever, however that your mental processes work in that regard.